It's Thursday, March 18th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. All Nevadans 16 and older will be eligible for COVID-19 vaccinations beginning April 5th. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
This marks the first time the three COVID-19 vaccines will be made broadly available to the public at large. In addition, anyone 16 and older with an underlying health condition can make an appointment starting next Monday, March 22nd. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak announced the update to the state's vaccine eligibility requirements during a press conference yesterday. He says the push to get everyone vaccinated is the only way to fully reopen the state and rebuild the economy.
This vaccination campaign is essential to getting our country and state back to normal so that we can all hug our families, continue getting Nevadans back to work to go to restaurants, send our kids to school, play sports, and get together again.
While the eligibility requirements have eased, availability still depends on the state's allocation of the vaccine from the federal government. Last week, Nevada received roughly 61,000 doses of the vaccine. According to Nevada's COVID response dashboard, about 11.5% of the state's population is fully vaccinated. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Nevada lawmakers are considering a measure that would give business owners the ability to prohibit gun owners from carrying firearms onto their property. Under AB 286, businesses can also file misdemeanor trespassing charges against anyone who refuses to cooperate. Assemblywoman Sandra Heidegge is the bill's sponsor and a survivor of the October 1, 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas, which killed 60 people and injured hundreds more. She says the bill is similar to the state's DUI and seatbelt laws.
The point in all of these measures, including AB 286, is that we will stop some incidences. It will save some lives. It will help our law enforcement have the tools they need to keep guns out of the hands of those who would do harm.
The bill also prohibits the possession or sale of so-called ghost guns or privately assembled firearms without a serial number. Opponents of the bill say it tramples gun owner rights, in particular, residents with concealed carry permits. Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Sagavsky announced this week that after doing an inventory of content submitted by Republican leaders earlier this month, her staff have found far fewer complaints of alleged election fraud than initially claimed. The staff reviewed the contents of boxes that state Republican leaders delivered to the Capitol earlier this month. Nevada Republican Party Chair Michael McDonald said he had submitted four boxes containing proof of more than 120,000 instances of election fraud, not the fewer than 4,000 election integrity violation forms inventoried by the Secretary of State to be investigated. Republicans disputed the count and emphasized the fact that thousands of complaints of irregularities were being examined or under investigation. Gains in clean air had been hailed as a silver lining to the COVID-19 pandemic, but according to new data out this week, those improvements in the U.S. were canceled out by last summer's wildfire smoke. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen reports.
When pandemic lockdowns meant fewer cars on the road and planes in the sky, fine particle pollution from the burning of fossil fuels dropped by 13%. That meant cleaner air. Then 2020's historic wildfire season started.
You look at August through December and you see the biggest impact in air quality is wildfires.
That's Glory Dolphin Hammes. She's with IQ Air North America. That's one of the groups behind the World Air Quality Report, which found that the average air pollution levels across the U.S. were actually higher in 2020 than in the previous 2 years. Hammes says air pollution remains the most pressing environmental health threat. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
The United States Forest Service recently approved the East Zone Connectivity Project. This approval means construction will occur on the Truckee Trail Network near the Verdi Range and Boca and Stampede Reservoirs. These additions include 70 miles of motorcycle track and several new trailheads. Land management officials in Nevada have announced that a federal agency is closing sections of public land in Washoe and Lyon counties to overnight camping. That's because more people have been violating the 14-day camping limit. The Reno Gazette Journal reports that the Bureau of Land Management says areas of Golden and Sun Valleys and an area off State Route 50 will be closed for camping starting April 1st. The locations will remain open for day use and hiking. Under the agency's policy, campers can only stay on undeveloped public land for 14 consecutive days. Campers are then asked to move to a site at least 25 miles away. Those closures are indefinite. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, March 18th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.